Reformation Sunday, when we recall the occasion of Martin Luther's nailing of the 95 Theses to the door of Wittenberg Castle Church. This event marked what has traditionally been recognized as the start of the Protestant Reformation. Today is also a very special day because two of our young adults, Jackie Sullivan and Peyton DeMaria, will affirm their baptismal vows. There's a lot more to this than just the fact that they won't have to turn in sermon notes anymore. Yay, again. Or come here for weekend catechism retreats, right? Okay. We traditionally call what we will do here this morning confirmation. But did you notice that I did not initially say that this was a special day because two of our young adults will be confirmed? I said they will affirm their baptismal vows. This term, confirmation, is actually a little misleading. Yes, we will recognize, acknowledge, and confirm that Jackie and Peyton have completed the traditional course of instruction in the basic beliefs of the Lutheran Christian faith, also known as catechism. But what they are actually doing is taking upon themselves the responsibility of living in the faith in accordance with their baptismal vows, which were taken for them by their parents when they were baptized as infants. Their parents took a solemn vow to raise them in the faith and to see to their instruction about the faith. We, as the Lutheran Church, are saying that Jackie and Peyton have reached a point where they are now prepared to take on the responsibility for living active, faithful lives as adult members of the church, that they have been instructed in the Christian faith and desire to make public their affirmation of baptism. This is also an affirmation of Anderson and Janet's and Mike and Sarah's devotion to the vows they made to raise them in the faith, so this is also a milestone for them. Now, of course, the parents will still have to wake them up and bring them to church and to the church activities because they're not old enough to drive yet, thanks be to God. These young people will now be considered adult members in this congregation and this church body. This brings with it certain privileges, like being able to vote and hold elected office. But it also brings with it certain responsibilities. That's what adulthood means. Okay, Jackie Peyton, listen up. Pay attention now. Adults are allowed to do a lot more stuff than kids, right? They would seem to have a whole lot more freedom, okay? But they also have a responsibility to use that freedom wisely. They also become subject to certain obligations and expectations. This is a funny rite of passage that we perform here. It's not a sacrament according to Luther's interpretation, right? Right? Not a sacrament. But it is a very important step in the faith lives of our young members. One of the pitfalls of confirmation is that some young people and even some of their parents have come to interpret confirmation as graduation from church. Yeah. Every pastor I know could tell you that they've seen this happen. Too many times, as soon as we confirm a young person, they disappear from the congregation and church activities. It's like they think that that's the end of their requirement for being involved in the church, and sadly, too often, in their own spiritual growth. In fact, this is not graduation from something as much as it is a graduation into something. The church is acknowledging that you are mature enough and possess enough understanding of the role of the church in your lives to assume greater adult responsibilities in the ministries of the church. Y'all hear that? Got that? You are not graduating from church. Okay? In fact, in a few minutes, you will stand before this congregation and in the presence of God, and you will take upon yourself certain promises. promises that your parents made for you when you were baptized. Promises like to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper. That means come to church regularly and receive Holy Communion regularly. To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed. That means to share your faith with others by what you say and what you do. To serve all people following the example of Jesus. And to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Every baptized person in this room has either made that promise themselves or it was made for them by their parents at their baptism. This rite, this ceremony, is not what makes you a member of the church. That happened when you were baptized. This rite is the affirmation that you are ready to assume a new, more involved role in your own faith development and in the life of this congregation and the church. So are you ready to make this declaration to God in this assembly and mean it? Go like this. Good job. As I said, we already welcomed you into the church as full members of the body of Christ upon your baptism. Today, we and your families gathered here welcome you into a new, exciting, and challenging phase of your faith journey as adult members. We are excited that you are ready to make the commitment to continue in your faith development, a commitment to the church, and especially a commitment to living out the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is especially important because we are encountering a society that seems to be increasingly saying that the era of the Christian church is over, that it has lost its relevance. The entertainment world, much of the news media, the government, the many educational institutions, particularly institutions of higher learning, are diminishing the Christian faith and what it represents. They would have us believe that it isn't the thing to do anymore to join or remain in the church, much less honor God. Make no mistake, this is the work of the evil one. This is the world, and these are the challenges you are now taking on. My admonishment to you is, persevere in the face of these challenges. Your strength will come through the Holy Spirit. Listen to your hearts and take the path you know is the right way to go. Now, I'd like to share with you too a few reasons why I am in the church and why I hope and pray that you will remain strong in your faith. I am in the church because I ought to be and want to be better than I am. We are imperfect as individuals and as an institution. We never claimed to be perfect in the first place. We are in it because we acknowledge our shortcomings. We are sinners. This is a hospital where we seek treatment and relief and where we help others find healing. I am in the church because it gives me a standard, a measure, something by which to set my morals and ethics and helps me to be better. I am in the church because of what I can give to it and do through it, and also because of what it can give me. The church is a body of workers. It is the front line trenches. Here is an organization that provides the opportunity and the tools for us to worship and serve God and serve others boldly and unashamed. I'm in the church because not only has the church been the messenger of the good news of my personal salvation in Jesus Christ and the provider of the sacraments, but it has been the advocate of what is good and right, even with all its flaws and flawed people. In a day when there is concerted effort to tear down and dismantle all that we call sacred and right, I want to belong to a church that still defends the good. Here is a place where troubled people find peace, where the proud are taught to be as humble as Jesus, where sorrow can become joy, where those who seek God's face can find it in the faces of its people and in its sacraments. Here, the unlovely are loved. The undeserving are valued and shown respect. The seeker finds direction. Here, relationships are built and nurtured. Here, you belong. When I rejoice, this family rejoices with me. When I'm weak, they strengthen me. And when I fall, they gather around me with prayer and love, and without blame or shame, they admonish me and lovingly pick me back up to my feet again. They hold me accountable to a standard of absolute truths, which secular society seems to be rejecting and tearing down. It was in the church that I was baptized into God's kingdom and received the body and blood of Christ, the means of grace. Remember that term? It was in the church that I affirmed my baptismal vows. It was in the church that I was married, thanks be to God. It was in the church that I was comforted as I buried my loved ones and dear friends. It is in the church that I can confess my sins, ask for strength to live a more holy life, and find forgiveness and renewal. It's interesting that folks seem to seek the church at those times when life most matters. Young people who profess to have no time for religion still call on the church to be married. Parents who have drifted away from the church still bring their children back for baptism. The church has always been called upon to speak words of comfort over loved ones who have died. It's as if there's some deep prompting within us that makes us seek out the church even when we ordinarily ignore it. That's called the Holy Spirit. Here, life should be its most genuine because this should be a safe place, a safe harbor. I'm in the church because of hope. It is a glorious hope that envisions peace and social justice, that people can still love each other as Jesus taught them. It is a hope and faith that Christ will return to establish his kingdom. When society seems to be self-destructing, when hatred fueled by the devil is running rampant, comes that for which the Church of Christ stands, hope. I want to belong to a church that still has the kind of hope that we can be good and better stewards of what first has been given to us by God. I ask God's help every day, and I will pray the same for you two wonderful young people, to withstand anything or anyone who tries to tear down what you know is sacred and right. A third century author once wrote, "He cannot have God for his father who does not have the church for his mother." The church is not dead, nor is it ready to be buried. We can live victoriously amid the troubles and fears and crises of this life, and it is the church that can enable us to do it. Remember that it is our way, our Lutheran heritage, which we celebrate on this Reformation Day, to be on fire with the Holy Spirit, to commit ourselves to this cause we call Jesus Christ and His Church. Here is an invitation for you to affirm your baptismal commitment to Christ, who first and always and every day commits to you. Jackie and Peyton, may God bless you in your affirmation of faith and in your service to Christ and His Church. Amen.